Bonnie Jill Laughlin now joining us as we just introduced. She is a former scout of the Lakers, deep NBA ties and knowledge. Bonnie, great
actress,
to have
model,
you on.
Actress, model, sportscasting, superstar. She does it all.
What do you not do?
Run the 40 in 3.8 seconds.
You won't be qualified for this year's NFL Justice League.
Notice she left the 4.0s wide open for imagination. I like that.
Yes. How are y'all doing?
Good. We're glad to have you.
Yeah, thank you. I couldn't find y'all, so I was actually here on time.
I saw you walking, and but I couldn't. We were right in the middle of the segment.
And I called Josh. I go, where do I go? And he's like, it's right in the middle. And I go, that is a horrible description.
Yeah, that's
right in the middle. I'm in the middle.
Well, you have arrived.
I'm here. Yes.
Landed. So let's talk a little NBA if we can. I would love to get your thoughts.
Oh, yeah, I think something happened last night.
I'd like to think so.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah, no, seriously, with your franchise that you know so, I mean, you're the first NBA female scout, which is no small task, and for the Lakers. I mean, wow. So you have got an inside track, and last night we saw LeBron break Kareem's record for most all-time points. Talk about what this does for his legacy, the Laker legacy. I mean, a Laker passing it on to a Laker right there. Like, give us your inside take.
Can I be honest?
Yes.
Okay. I wasn't happy to see the record broken.
I wasn't either. Okay. We're BFFs, I can tell.
It's because of the fact that, first of all, it's Kareem. The game has changed so much. The three-point game is different. I'm not going to take away from the fact that LeBron is now, you can see he's a complete, you know, player. Like, he came in as a dunker, and now he's, you know, the scoring king,
his game
right?
has evolved. Right.
And he's been healthy, and, you know, he's 38 years old, and he's been able to accomplish it. So I'm not taking away that. I guess it's the fact that the game has changed, and the fact that if you look at these points, 60% was when he was with Cleveland, and then you've got the small 16% with the Lakers, to 20% with Miami. So it's like, is it a Laker title? Do you get what I'm saying?
I do.
When I say that?
I do.
And the fact that it's with Kareem, who is, you know, if you're a Laker fan, Kareem and Magic are like, you know,
iconic.
The almighty, right? So I just, it rubs me a little bit, I don't know, the wrong way, just because he's not, to me yet, really like a Laker yet. I know that sounds horrible because he's
a
Laker.
I agree with you. I'm a purist.
You know?
And he's done a lot of moving around.
Yeah.
I mean, and last night, did you see he had his number, the number of points he needed? It was like a glitter on his headset.
On his headset.
Walking out for warm-ups.
For pregame.
Like, yeah. I'm with you. And what did you think of Kareem's expression through it all? I mean, he's such a genteel.
Well, he's a very stoic person.
Yes,
Always.
He's always been like that. Yep. And I've known Kareem a long time working with the organization. And he's always been like that. I mean, I've known him for, you know, 20 years. And he still, hi, Bonnie Jill. I mean, there's no emotion. It could be like my birthday. I could just get married and he'd be like, hi. You know what I mean? That's just him, you know? So. It's hard to tell what he was thinking. I mean, you go back to when he broke the record, right? And Chick Hearn said,
"I love Chick Hearn too."
You know,
legend.
This title will never be broken. This will never happen. And isn't it crazy?
Yeah.
To see that, you know, it was broken. And if you look at like Luka and different people, like especially with, you know, hitting the threes, that it could be broken again.
Exactly.
Right?
It's a different league today.
Right.
And Kit was right at his moment in that league.
Right. And so it's just hard because generationally you kind of just see it's just different. And, if, you know, you start talking about, oh, is he a GOAT? You know, LeBron, this, not. I mean, yeah, like in right now, but the game has changed.
It has changed, you know, dramatically.
I mean? So I'm not a big LeBron fan, so I'm probably the wrong person to talk to. So I was
I think you're the – you know what, Bonnie Jill? I think you're the right person
I'll be
to talk
honest.
To.
Do you know what I mean? So I wasn't the person who was like, you know, the cheerleader and super happy. I was actually – I didn't want him to break it.
I didn't either. I watched it last night when we got back from the media party, and I was so hoping
And I was watching it on my phone. And I'm like, and it's like, I'm still thinking, oh God, maybe he won't break it tonight. And
that's,
it's like,
right.
He's 6 points away. And I'm like, oh, maybe he won't break it. Yeah. And it's a third quarter, you know, I'm like, yeah, of course he's going to break it.
No, but I agree with you. I think there is something about being loyal to a franchise. That's one thing.
Yeah.
The thing that gives me a little bit of, okay, just really peel back the layers of the onion and see that Kareem's overall resume, it is better than LeBron's.
Yes, and if you go back to, like, college, I mean, he went three natties, you know what I mean? So it's
exactly.
Like you go back to that LeBron went right out of high school, right? Mm-hmm. And you look at the success that Kareem had. So let's say that Kareem didn't go to college. Let's see what that number would have been.
Right.
Exactly.
These are all like what ifs, right? That's but if you're not a big LeBron fan, I have all the what ifs.
Right, and I have them right along with you, which I should probably should pile
on. I love
that
she's with me.
Well, I mean, I really am.
She is, but you know what's funny to me?
I mean, are you a big LeBron fan?
No, I'm not a big LeBron fan.
And is anyone a big LeBron fan? I mean, yes, there are.
I think the younger generation. Well, you are a younger generation.
No, I'm older, so I'm not. I'm an MJ fan. I'm the Magic Johnson fan.
So am I.
I'm Jerry West. Like, I'm, you know what I mean? So I'm not a LeBron fan. And again, I'm not taken away from his talent and what he does.
Sure.
I just think it's changed. The game has changed so much. Do you know what I mean? So it's not a physical game. I mean, he makes it every time. You don't even touch him and he flops. You know what I mean? Like, MJ didn't do that. Like, the old school guys didn't do that. You know what I mean? He takes it to the, you know, to the rim, and he's all of a sudden he's falling over. I'm like, they didn't touch you. Did it last night.
He did do it last night. And, you know, Doris Burke, great sportscaster. I remember her saying a season ago, two seasons ago, that someone was mentioning how LeBron is never injured. She said, because you can't breathe next to him and not get a foul called on you. He is not touched.
No.
Like, it's a different
Carl,
game.
Anytime he takes it to the rack, he's on the ground, crying, hand over, like. And then they show in slow motion. I'm like, he wasn't even judged.
No, it's crazy.
It's, you know.
Meanwhile, you do
I don't
see
like that, though. I
no,
just
I don't
like
I
that.
Either. It's
MJ
very different.
Never did that.
No.
Kobe never did that. So, you know, and I just feel like he's not very likable. Like, I don't know. There's something about naming yourself the king. You know, it's kind of like
you said that,
someone
David.
Can call you the king, right? But naming yourself the king, I'm not okay with.
We are on the same page.
I'm the emperor. I just declared it. Yeah, it is an odd label.
I don't know. Yeah. I mean, I can go on and on and on. I just think there's just something. I don't want to say asterisks, but there's some different things you add to this scoring title.
So it's not free and clear. It's not. It's not a. It's not a one.
And the championship he won with the Lakers was the COVID year.
Don't get me started. The bubble. Yeah.
So
yeah. 60 games.
I don't consider him a Laker.
All right. Well, hey, we're going to let Bonnie Jill have the last word on that one. Absolutely fantastic to have you. Bonnie Jill Lift-Laughlin, thank you for joining us and really appreciate the conversation. That's it.
Me and her could go on.
We could.
We got to go grab lunch.
Yeah.